Act 2, Scene 1. Downing Street, after a cabinet meeting. Lord A, Close Wind, Shift, Smooth, and other members of the cabinet. Lord A.
That point being settled, gentlemen, the sooner you are at your posts, the better. The king comes down to dissolve on Friday. But before we part, we had better decide about this presidency of the Board of Manufactures. The appointment requires an able man of rather peculiar attainments. Mr. Turnstile has been mentioned to me, and his claims, I am told, are strong. Long devotion to science, great expense and loss of time for public objects, high reputation and weight of opinion as a man of science.
Smooth.
I believe he has left science. At least he wishes it to be so considered.
He is my colleague at Shoreditch, and of course I wish to support him, but when business is to be done, and men and things to be brought together, I doubt whether a more practical man might not
shift. And that, poor Turnstile, certainly is not. He must always have a reason, nothing but the quod erat demonstratum, a romancer. If you have anything to do, his first object is to do it well. I am quite sure he will not answer our purpose.
Close Wind.
He talks too much about consistency, and on party questions, you are never sure of him. Last week, he did not divide with us on either night. Well, I am quite indifferent. I did hear of his being at Lord Flum's, and after what had just passed in the Lords, a personal friend of mine would, perhaps, have kept away from that quarter. Is there no other person? Davies Gilbert?
Oh, pooh, pooh! Poor Gilbert, no, that will never do.
Or Warburton?
Oh, worse and worse! If ever there was an impracticable...
But we don't know that Turnstile is sure of his seat. Smooth, hasn't McLeach been talked of for Shoreditch?
He's certain of succeeding. The independent gentlemen don't quite like Turnstile. They wish for Highway, on the split will foil them both. McLeach, now that he has been mentioned, I must acknowledge, those seem to me to be the very man for the manufacturers. A practical, persevering man of business. Never absent from the house, excellent Scotch connections, a cousin of the Duke of Wise.
That is a good point, certainly. An appointment given there would be candid and liberal. It might conciliate.
A very civil, excellent fellow, too. McLeach, I should say, is the man.
I quite agree with you.
I confess, I think he will fill the office well. And if it is thought quite necessary that Ume's motion to reduce the salary, though it is not large...
Oh, no. The salary had better remain. £2,000 is not too much. Besides, the principle of giving way is bad.
Well, gentlemen, let it be so. Smooth, you will let McLeach know that he has the office.
On that the present salary?
Agreed.
Exeunt.